Hello, this is Pastor Mark, and I welcome you to Pastor Mark Cast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about prosperity meets poverty in Hackensack. I've always had a relatively easy life, economically speaking. As crazy and dysfunctional as my family of origin was, we did not live in poverty. We were abusive, but we were not economically deprived. As a student and as a pastor for 40 years, I have never been wealthy, but I was never impoverished, hungry, or homeless. I am grateful to God each and every day for the life that I have led. There were times when my daughters were growing up that they felt poor. The grammar school that they attended was composed of many people with greater incomes than our family had. Sometimes they did feel poor, or at least relatively poor. Our cars, clothes, and vacations were less fancy than the families of other students. If one only looks at people wealthier than you, one might feel poor. If, however, a middle-class person looks at people in real poverty, the middle-class person must feel rich. It all depends on what and who we compare ourselves to. Our perspective in these matters can be tainted. Most of us interact with people with similar lifestyles. There is a bit of truth behind the saying, "Birds of a feather flock together." Most of us, if we only stay with people of our own economic circumstance, might not realize how well off we have it. This is especially true among those of comfortable levels of wealth. This is true of people who live in the town where I live. It is a prosperous town with prosperous neighbors. We might not realize how well we have it. Yesterday, some of us, including our high school youth, realized how comfortable our lives are. Members of the Community Church of Glen Rock shopped, cooked, served, and ate dinner with people who eat at the River Mission at the Second Reformed Church in Hackensack. This is a mission for people without homes and for people who have homes but are very food insecure. We served, we interacted with people of different living circumstances, and we all worshiped together. Most of us, we all learned about how other people are forced to live. Most importantly, we learned how fortunate we are as we live our lifestyles. I do hope that we learn that these people are who most of us never meet in our daily lives are not so different from the people that we are. At times, people are impoverished because of poor choices, but in many cases, it is a matter of bad circumstances. Most of us are where we are because we are born in fortunate settings. Most importantly, I hope that we all learn that we who have much are obligated to help those who have little. I hope that we heed the words of Jesus, who instructed us that everyone in need is our neighbor, and we are obligated to help that neighbor. I hope that we learn that these people we met are not, quote, them, unquote, but our brothers and sisters. What happens to our family members must be important to us. I pray that we learn and remember this lesson. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it is not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt. May God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.RevMarkWilliamEnnis.com.